Greetings, Commanders. I'm Adler Weiss, and welcome to the Elite Pilot Academy, Episode 3, Basic Flight. Joining me as my wingman tonight, I'm joined by Phoenix Defier, and in this episode, we are just planning on going through the very basics of simple flight controls. You've stepped into your Sidewinder for the very first time. What the heck do you do now?
Well, we're in the waste disposal mission, so the first thing to do is ignore the canisters. What we're going to do now is we're going to pitch up, down, and roll left and right, just to get the basic hang of the ship's controls.
Yes, there are lots of asteroids here, lots of things to avoid, lots of... We're probably in the Slough system, I believe.
Everyone's in Slough.
It says TEST, but I'm sure TEST just is an acronym.
Okay, well, first thing to do really is to, if you pull back on your stick, you will begin to yaw up. And same if you push down. The most important things to remember here are left and right, which doesn't turn you left and right, it rolls you.
I think that's a very good idea. How about we try using that to maneuver and face the planet? Which, if you remember last episode, I described how you could do that using your navigation compass, which is just above your sensors.
Exactly the same for me.
Yep, behind me and to my left for me might be different for you.
Yep.
Right, well, the way I'm going to do that, I would rotate roughly 90 degrees to my left, gradually. And I'll then, so that the compass point is still behind me, but it's now at the 12 o'clock position on my navigation compass. And then gently just pull back, rotating round, watching all those pretty asteroids fly around. And it's just started saying it's in front of me. And there we have a planet.
Well, in the distance, it's obscured by rocks, mostly.
I wonder how long it would take for us to get there.
Too long.
We're not moving at the moment anyway, so I suppose an infinite amount of time. Why didn't we yaw for that?
Well, Frontier have made the design decision that the way you control your ships is mostly viewing view pitching and rolling, very much similar to how the original game was. You could come up with a whole load of in-game excuses, such as they've always found that the thrusters were easier or more powerful at the top and the back, top and the bottom rather, but it is a design decision made by Frontier, and if anybody complains about it, well, you're not going to change it. Throttling forwards, yes.
Right, well, I'm going to go full forwards. Oh yeah, that's a big rock, isn't it? Does it take a long time to stop?
Yeah, it takes longer to stop than it does to accelerate.
I go to zero?
Yep. Yeah, pull all the way back on the stick, and then you'll see it slowly come down.
Indeed you do. So what is maybe a good speed to fly around some asteroids at then?
Well, I would recommend, you'll see halfway down the throttle indicator in your HUD a blue marker field. In the dead centre of that, known as the blue sweet spot, is the point where you'll get the most manoeuvrability out of your ship.
And I think I actually mentioned that whilst going through the controls and things like that actually earlier in episode 2. Oh, that's a lot faster to turn actually, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll normally find that is the ultimate turning point in a dogfight. In fact, if I pull back on the stick now, you'll see that it takes up to about 10 seconds to pull round to face the planet. We were counting up to 18 or so seconds to do it at full throttle.
That's a lot better, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
What about if you're in zero? Should we count that as well, just for comparison?
Well, yeah, I've pulled back on a zero, and it is actually surprisingly faster.
Do you want to count down and I'll pitch with you? Oh, you're going already.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's 13 seconds as opposed to 18. So even pitching at zero speed is faster than pitching it at full speed.
I'm there.
Told you, takes a while.
But only just.
Yes, just.
Can we fly backwards?
We can.
You mentioned that the engines were not as powerful going backwards. Does that mean that I can't fly as quickly backwards as I can fly forwards?
No, you can fly as quick backwards, but due to the size of the engines, you accelerate slower.
I'm currently travelling at 160 metres per second backwards.
That's same as forwards.
What's my maximum speed forwards?
160.
So it's the same speed?
Yeah, it's just the acceleration that's different.
Yeah. Oh, I suppose you do have much bigger engines.
Dead on.
So we're travelling at the same speed, but we just get there a bit faster. That all seems fairly straightforward, doesn't it?
Yes, quite easily. The next thing we're going to have to try is the boost, or the equivalent of afterburners.
Ooh, boosting into an asteroid sounds a lot of fun.
Well, that's why you're a pilot.
I don't have to pay for the ship.
It's a freebie. Right, so basically line up in a bit of free space and hit the boost button.
When I do that, I noticed that the orange bar underneath engine went down.
Yeah, it drains power from the engine capacitor, and that means that you're limited to the number of boosts you can do.
I deliberately actually avoided asteroids, just in case.
Nah, boring. And you can also boost in rear, although I must admit, I don't know how they've done that.
At least these asteroids are well lit as opposed to some of those around LP908 or whatever it is.
That all depends on the time of day you actually go to those asteroid zones, because of the dynamic lighting and the real time. Sometimes it's in daylight, sometimes it's not.
The other day I actually had an entire stealth planet whilst I was trying to find my way into a starport.
And there's nothing more embarrassing than crashing into a planet that's right in front of you.
What about thrusting?
Well, there are override thrusters that you can use. They're the lateral controls. So you can fire the lateral controls and pull around in a slight circle strafe, if you like. There are four. There's the lateral thrusters and the vertical thrusters, which they pretty mean that the lateral thrusters you slide left to right, vertical thrusters you slide up and down.
It's a really good way to actually just get up and close and personal with an asteroid.
Yeah, it's also very useful to avoid them.
Space is big, as they say.
The lateral thrusters come into their own when they're used in combination with the other manoeuvres. If you're on a one-on-one dogfight, one of the best ways to defeat the AI is to actually use a lateral thruster to slide while turning towards them, either with yaw or pitch. And normally, they don't have a counter for that, although some of the more advanced AI does. It's also very useful for helping to line up with the docking ports at space stations. It's one of the reasons why docking, I feel, is a slightly easier and more accessible in this version of Elite.
It's also quite a good way to increase your turning rate as well.
Yes, if you pitch up and push the lateral thrusters down, you're able to stay on target a lot easier. Admittedly, you're sliding a lot of the time, which does make you predictable for another person who knows what they're doing.
Indeed it does. Well, I think I'm going to practice just flying around some of these rocks for a while, but thank you very much. It's all kind of makes a lot of sense, hopefully. Thank you very much, Commander Phoenix Defier, and...
Glad to help.
Fly safely.
And yourself, sir.
This podcast is covered by the Creative Commons non-commercial share-alike license. Elite Pilot Academy was created using assets and imagery from Elite Dangerous, with the permission of Frontier Developments PLC for non-commercial purposes.